Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, June 26th. You'll be interested to know. 80 years ago today, in 1945, delegates from 50 nations gathered in San Francisco, California, to sign the United Nations Charter, establishing the world's most important international organization. This monumental event marked a commitment to fostering global peace, security, and cooperation, aiming to prevent future conflicts and promote human rights worldwide. The United Nations has since played a pivotal role in addressing international challenges, reflecting humanity's enduring aspiration for a harmonious and just world. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with knee-to-thigh-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3 feet throughout the morning, providing great conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 3 mph, keeping things smooth as the day progresses. As the afternoon arrives, watch for conditions to shift slightly with a bump in wave height. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a -1 foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the onshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Thursday will be 4 foot just after 11:30 a.m., with a 2 foot low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday features a consistent 2 to 3+ feet southwest swell, with clean conditions early Friday and Saturday, ideal for longboarders. Winds shift to fair by midday, becoming choppy Sunday afternoon with increasing northwest winds. Expect bumpy conditions overall on Sunday, while Friday remains the best day for smoother rides. Saturday maintains decent surf, but with slight afternoon bumps. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 66 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 8:04. And it will rise again tomorrow at 5:43. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 71 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions, with a low around 61 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Friday through Monday, with highs around 75 degrees. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the low 60s. Enjoy the pleasant weather. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, thousands of San Diego service members are deployed to the Middle East with 6 warships, including the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson, conducting operations amid the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict. The Vinson, now in its 8th month of deployment, has been striking Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen, while U.S. Air Force B-2 bombers executed weekend bombings against Iran. Iran retaliated with missile strikes on a U.S. base in Qatar, causing no casualties. Vice Admiral Brad Cooper emphasized the considerable tactical capability of Iran's military. Relief may be on the way as the USS Gerald Ford departs for deployment today. Now on to sports. Justin Herbert, the highly paid quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers, is set to lose over $28 million of his salary to taxes. While his average annual salary of $52.5 million seems impressive, California's heavy tax burden will cut that figure significantly. In fact, Herbert may take home less than half of his salary after taxes. This staggering tax bill exceeds what the Chargers pay some of their other players, highlighting the financial challenges athletes face in states with high income taxes. Despite this, the appeal of living in Los Angeles and playing for a respected coach remains strong. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Petco, the Friars edged the Nationals 1-0. Nick Pivetta was brilliant, striking out 10 over 7 innings, earning the win as Luis Arraez's second-inning single brought home the only run. The Padres' bats remained quiet, but Morihan secured the save with a perfect ninth. Despite strong pitching, Mackenzie Gore took the loss for Washington. San Diego now holds 46 wins and 36 losses, continuing their fight in the division. Tomorrow afternoon, the Friars take on the Reds in Cincinnati for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Nick Martinez, with a 4.40 earned run average, faces Dylan Cease, who holds a 3.66. First pitch at 4:10 with temperatures around 88 degrees. In top news, is food really better in Europe? Many Americans believe their food is unhealthy, often feeling bloated and tired after consuming wheat and dairy. Influencers, including Joe Rogan and Gwyneth Paltrow, have noted they can enjoy these foods in Europe without discomfort. Claims suggest that American food contains around 10,000 chemicals compared to Europe's 400. However, experts argue that many of these fears are unfounded. Issues like food safety regulations and ingredient differences exist, but the notion that banning specific chemicals will lead to better health overlooks deeper systemic problems, including lifestyle and healthcare access. In business news, Bumble is set to lay off approximately 30% of its workforce, which equates to around 240 employees. This decision aims to realign the company's operating structure and enhance its focus on strategic priorities. Chief Executive Whitney Wolf Hurd stated, "We need to take decisive action to restructure to build a company that's resilient, intentional, and ready for the next decade." Following this announcement, Bumble raised its second quarter revenue outlook to between $244 million and $249 million. The company also anticipates significant annual cost savings from this workforce reduction. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $108,000. Ethereum is unchanged at about $2,500. And XRP is unchanged at $2.19. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have uncovered a remarkable genetic lineage of ancient hunter-gatherers in Colombia, which appears to have no modern descendants. This previously undocumented group vanished approximately 2,000 years ago. Archaeologists remarked that this discovery was unexpected, as it challenges previous beliefs about South American ancestry. Researchers analyzed DNA from 21 individuals at archaeological sites, revealing that 7 belonged to this mysterious population. By 2,000 years ago, local genetics were replaced by Central American populations, raising intriguing questions about the origins and disappearance of the Chechia people, as highlighted by the study. Entertainment news. The first new James Bond in the Amazon era will debut in 2026, starring in 007 First Light, developed by IO Interactive. This version of Bond is described as young, brash, and possessing a robust origin story, along with a mysterious scar. This marks the first original Bond since Daniel Craig's Casino Royale in 2006, and the first major Bond video game in 15 years. IO Interactive CDO, Haken Abrak, emphasizes the pressure to honor the franchise's legacy, while introducing a Bond that balances humor and optimism as he navigates the world of espionage. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American diplomat and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Ralph Bunche. And he said, "To make peace, you must be an uncompromising leader. You must be willing to fight for peace as fiercely as others fight for war." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.